I'm Mike Apple. It's been an ongoing debate for people getting a mortgage. Go variable or lock in long term. Up until the financial crisis of 2009, variable was consistently the way to go. But after, with record lows for long term mortgages, locking in was for many a better deal. Analysis this week from BMO Capital Markets indicates that if you haven't done so already, it might be the time to consider the longer-term offerings. Doug Porter is the chief economist.
We've looked at this issue before in the last few years, and the last time we took a look at it, we came to the same conclusion, that this is one of those rare episodes in the last 30 or 40 years where it actually does seem to make sense to lock in. Now, admittingly, you know, the Bank of Canada has done nothing with rates in the last couple of years. It doesn't seem like there's been any urgency, but we just continue to believe that given how low fixed rates are at this point, this is one of those rare cases where we do believe it makes sense for most individuals to lock in at this point.
The BMO says that going with a locked-in mortgage is more advantageous for Canadians with high debt levels.
We are dealing with a situation now where debt is at an all-time high as a share of income, and we do think that for people who are a bit close to the edge and their finances are strained, it's actually helpful to know that they're insured or inoculated against the potential of a run-up in interest rates over the next couple of years. And it is a possibility. We do think the Bank of Canada will begin raising interest rates next year. And it is possible that by 2016, when the Fed really gets into gear, that rates could go up faster than many people imagine. We've seen the Fed raise rates by 2 percentage points in a year before. And I'm not talking about the 70s or 80s. I'm talking about last decade. We've seen the Fed move aggressively when they think the time is ripe, and the bank usually roughly follows.
That's Doug Porter, Chief Economist, BMO Capital Markets.